American Language Course, Book 15, Tape 1C. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1C. Look at Figure 1. Listen and repeat. Realize. Realization. Divide. Division. Decide. Decision. Describe. Description. Repeat. Repetition. Introduce. Introduction. Salute. Salutation. Memorize. Memorization. Multiply. Multiplication. Operate. Operation. Look at Figure 2. I will read some of the words from Figure 1. As I read each word, circle the number of the stressed syllable. Let's do the first one together. Number 1, divide. Divide. You should have circled 2. The second syllable was stressed. Divide. Number 2, realization. Realization. Number 3, salutation. Salutation. Number 4, repetition. Repetition. Number 5, introduce. Introduce. Number 6, memorization. Memorization. Number 7, operate. Operate. Number 8, description. Description. Number 9, multiplication. Multiplication. Number 10, decide. Decide. Let's check your answers. Number 2 is 4. Repeat. Realization. Number 3 is 3. Repeat. Salutation. Number 4 is 3. Repeat. Repetition. Number 5 is 3. Repeat. Introduce. Number 6 is 4. Repeat. Memorization. Number 7 is 1. Repeat. Operate. Number 8 is 2. Repeat. Description. Number 9 is 4. Repeat. Multiplication. Number 10 is 2. Repeat. Decide. Now listen to a letter from a basic trainee to his mother.
Dear Mom, today was really a tough day. We got up at 5:30, and you know how I like to sleep late. The sergeant gave us 30 minutes to shave, shower, make our beds and clean our area, and fall in for PT. At home, I used to take 30 minutes for my morning shower. After PT, we marched to the mess hall for breakfast. You remember that I used to go to school without breakfast. Now, you should see how much I eat. After PT, I'm really hungry. After breakfast, we drilled all morning. Some days, we have weapons training, which is interesting. Then we had lunch, and boy, was I hungry after all that marching. After lunch, guess what? More marching. We went on a 10-mile march. We didn't take any breaks during the march either, so we were really tired when we got back. But our day wasn't over. We had first aid instruction later in the afternoon. Finally, we had mail call and went to dinner. After dinner, we had to study. Then we finally got this free time to write letters before lights out. I'm so tired, I can't hold my pen any longer. I think my lights will be out before the ones in the dorm. Good night, Mom. Your loving son, Jerry.
Look at figure 3. Read the sentences you see. Now, listen to the letter again. Put numbers before the sentences in Figure 3 to show what the trainee did first, second, third, etc.
Dear Mom, today was really a tough day. We got up at 5:30, and you know how I like to sleep late. The sergeant gave us 30 minutes to shave, shower, make our beds and clean our area, and fall in for PT. At home, I used to take 30 minutes for my morning shower. After PT, we marched to the mess hall for breakfast. You remember that I used to go to school without breakfast. Now, you should see how much I eat. After PT, I'm really hungry. After breakfast, we drilled all morning. Some days, we have weapons training, which is interesting. Then we had lunch, and boy, was I hungry after all that marching. After lunch, guess what? More marching. We went on a 10-mile march. We didn't take any breaks during the march either, so we were really tired when we got back. But our day wasn't over. We had first aid instruction later in the afternoon. Finally, we had mail call and went to dinner. After dinner, we had to study. Then we finally got this free time to write letters before lights out. I'm so tired, I can't hold my pen any longer. I think my lights will be out before the ones in the dorm. Good night, Mom. Your loving son, Jerry.
Let's check your answers. Letter B is 1. Repeat, we got up at 5:30. Letter G is 2. Repeat. We shaved, showered, made our beds, cleaned our area, and fell in for PT. Letter D is 3. Repeat. We marched to the mess hall for breakfast. Letter I is 4. Repeat. After breakfast, we drilled all morning. Letter A is 5. Repeat. Then we had lunch. Letter F is 6. Repeat. We went on a 10-mile march. Letter C is 7. Repeat. We had first aid instruction. Letter H is 8. Repeat. We had mail call and went to dinner. Letter E is 9. Repeat. We finally got free time to write letters before lights out. Look at figure 4. Listen to some paragraphs. Write the numbers you hear in figure 4. Write only the numbers. Listen. Paragraph A. In 1981, John graduated from high school. He attended college for 2 years, but decided to leave before getting his degree. He joined the Air Force in 1983. After 30 days of basic training, he was assigned to Japan for a 4-year tour of duty. When he returned in 1987, he decided to get out of the Air Force and go back to college for his degree. Paragraph B. Marcy and Mike have 4 children. They have 3 boys, 12, 10, and 9, and 1 little girl who is 6. They also have 2 pets, a dog and a cat. They've lived in their home for 15 years now. A happy family in a happy home. Paragraph C. Ali lives 10 miles from school. It takes him around 20 or 30 minutes to get there. If he leaves his home at 6:15, it only takes him 20 minutes to get to school. But if he leaves later than that, it takes 30 minutes or even more because of the traffic. Paragraph D. Colonel and Mrs. Bees are having a small dinner and card party for 3 other couples next Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. Mrs. Bees has ordered 4 big steaks, which the Colonel will cook outdoors. She will bake 8 potatoes in the oven and will fix 1 small salad for each guest. After dinner, they will play cards until around 11, and then she'll serve dessert. It should be a nice evening. Paragraph E. At DLI, we study 6 hours a day. We spend 4 hours in the classrooms and 2 hours in the labs. Classes are 50 minutes long. Breaks between classes last 10 minutes. There is 1 long break in the middle of the morning that is 15 minutes long, and we get a 45-minute break for lunch. It is a full and tiring day. Let's check your answers. In paragraph A, you heard 1981, 2, 1983, 30, 4, and 1987. Listen to the paragraph again. In 1981, John graduated from high school. He attended college for 2 years, but decided to leave before getting his degree. He joined the Air Force in 1983. After 30 days of basic training, he was assigned to Japan for a 4-year tour of duty. When he returned in 1987, he decided to get out of the Air Force and go back to college for his degree. In paragraph B, you heard 4, 3, 12, 10, 9, 1, 6, 2, and 15. Listen to the paragraph again. Marcy and Mike have 4 children. They have 3 boys, 12, 10, and 9, and 1 little girl who is 6. They also have 2 pets, a dog and a cat. They've lived in their house for 15 years now, a happy family in a happy home. In paragraph C, you heard 10, 20, 30, 6:15, 20, and 30. Listen to the paragraph again. Ali lives 10 miles from school. It takes him around 20 or 30 minutes to get there. If he leaves his home at 6:15, it only takes him 20 minutes to get to school. But if he leaves later than that, it takes 30 minutes or even more because of the traffic. In paragraph D, you heard 3, 7, 4, 8, 1, and 11. Listen to the paragraph again. Colonel and Mrs. Bees are having a small dinner and card party for three other couples next Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. Mrs. Bees has ordered four big steaks, which the Colonel will cook outdoors. She will bake 8 potatoes in the oven and will fix 1 small salad for each guest. After dinner, they will play cards until around 11, and then she'll serve dessert. It should be a nice evening. In paragraph E, you heard 6, 4, 2, 50, 10, 1, 15, and 45. Listen to the paragraph again. At DLI, we study 6 hours a day. We spend 4 hours in the classrooms and 2 hours in the labs. Classes are 50 minutes long. Breaks between classes last 10 minutes. There is one long break in the middle of the morning that is 15 minutes long. And we get a 45-minute break for lunch. It is a full and tiring day. Now look at Figure 5. Listen to some paragraphs and select the main idea. Circle A, B, C, or D. Number 1. The first U.S. flag had 13 stripes and 13 stars. One stripe and one star for each of the first 13 states. Betsy Ross, a young woman who lived in Philadelphia, made it for the new country in 1776. At first, each time a new state joined the United States, they added a new stripe and a new star. But after a while, because the flag was getting so big, they decided to have just 13 stripes for the first 13 states and only add a new star for each new state. Today, the U.S. flag has 13 stripes and 50 stars. Number 2. Military personnel do a lot of traveling. They travel in the United States from station to station, and they travel overseas from country to country. Some of them go to other countries for just a short time, and others may stay several years. They may teach or they may work with the military personnel in that country. They can occasionally ask for a special area where they'd like to go in the United States or overseas. If you like to travel, a military career might be right for you. Number 3. The training schedule for basic trainees in the military services is full and difficult. Their days are long, and they have many things they have to do. Their training instructors plan the schedules, so each day of the week is a little different. Because there is so much to do, the trainees are busy from early in the morning until late at night. They learn how to do many things that are new for most of them. It's a difficult 30 days, but when they complete the training, they are better young men and women. Let's check your answers. Number one is D. The U.S. flag has one stripe for each of the first 13 states and one star for every state. Number two is A. Military personnel do a lot of traveling. Number three is B. Basic training has a full and difficult schedule. This is the end of tape 1C, book 15.